الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عليما قديرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من عاد مريضا أو زار أخا له في الله ناداه مناد أن طبت وطاب ممشاك وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله most respected علماء الكرام elders and friends All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who has given us the greatest ni'mah and the greatest bounty that anyone can ever possess on the surface of this earth, and that is iman in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. That Allah keep us steadfast upon iman, Allah give us death upon iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us tomorrow on the day of qiyamah with perfect iman. Today we're going to discuss with regards to sickness being a ni'mah for a believer, a bounty for the believer, but more with regards to the duty and the right that the person who is sick has upon us that we visit him. So firstly we'll mention with regards to sickness itself. The virtue of sickness, obviously, we don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become sick. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask Allah ta'ala for afiyah, salullah al-afiyah, ask Allah for ease. And once Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he had very high fever. So he says, I said, O Nabi of Allah, innaka latu'afu wa'akan shadida. That, O Nabi of Allah, you are experiencing very high fever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yes, na'am. Inni u'aku kama yu'aku rajulani minkum. That my fever is equivalent to the fever of two people amongst you. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Then in that case, Allah will give you double reward. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yes, most definitely. مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يُصِيبُهُ مَرَضٌ فَمَا دُونَهَا إِلَّا حَطَّ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ خَطَايَاهُ كَمَا تَحُطُّ الشَّجَرَةُ وَرَقَهَا أو كما قال That when a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him with some sickness or any other difficulty, Allah ta'ala uses the sickness as a means of forgiving his sins just as a tree sheds off its leaves. So this is how much of thawab a person who is sick gets. Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins. And one narration Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلَةٌ لَمْ يَبْلُغْهَا بِعَمَلِهِ That when a person, a servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah has a certain maqam and position for him in the akhirat, but his actions are of such a nature that he cannot reach those that daraja and that status of his. The stages of Jannah. So Allah got a high stage for him in Jannah, but his actions are weak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibtalahu Allahu fi jasadihi, aw fi malihi, aw fi waladihi. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests this person. He puts him into some test with regards to either his health, or his wealth, or his children. Maybe a child of his gets sick, or he loses a child. He loses some wealth, or he himself becomes sick. Thereafter he makes sabr, and he hopes for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, by means of this sabr and this test and sickness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes it such that now this person, he gets that stages of Jannah which has been reserved for him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Himself has mentioned so many virtues with regards to visiting those who are sick. One famous hadith, مَنْ عَادَ مَرِيضًا أو زار أخله في الله ناداه مناد بأن طبت وطاب ممشاك وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا. That person who he goes to visit a Muslim brother for the sake of Allah. In Arabic there are two terms that are, one is ziyarat, one is iyadat. Ziyarat is general visiting, and iyadat is specific to visiting a sick person. So the person who goes to visit a sick person, or he visits a Muslim brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala appoints an angel to announce that what you have done is excellent, is mubarak, is blessed. Your walking is blessed, and you have built yourself a palace in Jannah. Just for visiting one person who is sick, you have built yourself a palace in Jannah. One hadith, which is also famous, that ما من مسلم يعود أخاه المسلم غدوة إلا صلى عليه سبعون ألف ملك حتى يمسي. That person who goes to visit his Muslim brother and to make his iyadat while he is sick, he goes to visit him, then Allah subhanahu wa morning, Allah ta'ala appoints 70,000 angels to make dua for this person till the evening. And if he visits him in the evening, Allah ta'ala appoints 70,000 malaika to make dua for him, dua for mercy, dua for maghfirah for this person right till the morning. And together with that, وَكَانَ لَهُ خَرِيفٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him an orchard in Jannah. So imagine 70,000 malaika making dua for a person. Even if one malaika have to make dua, how fortunate the person is. But here Allah ta'ala appoints 70,000 malaika. And in some narrations, شَيَّعَهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكَ. Allah ta'ala makes it such that 70,000 malaika join this person. They are in his company. That's why Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was very particular, and he was very passionate about this, visiting the sick. And he would remind those around him that now 70,000, when you go visit someone who's sick, you say, now 70,000 malaika are with us. Imagine. Today a person, Allah gave him dunya, now it's also a curse. He has to move with bodyguards. If a person got 5-10 bodyguards, you say, bodyguards. 70,000 malaika are going with him. So, to have that ihtisab, one is to just do any amal for the sake of doing it as a ritual, but one is to do it with ihtisab, to know what Allah is giving us on this amal. That's why in one narration it is mentioned, مَن تَوَضَّأَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوءَ ثُمَّ عَادَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمُ مُحْتَبِسًا بُوْعِدَ مِن جَهَنَّمَ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. That person who makes wudu properly, and thereafter he goes to visit his Muslim brother who is sick, muhtabisan, with that hope of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to go show my face, what he'll say, I didn't go visit him, what the family will say, what this one will say, or he's my boss, or he's my... No. The hope of reward, we have to keep these rewards in front of us. 70,000 malaika making dua for a person. So that person, this hadith, the person who makes wudu properly, then he goes to visit a Muslim brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hope of reward from Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance this person from the fire of Jahannam, the journey of 70 years. Sab'ina kharifan. 70 years, Allah will distance him from Jahannam. One hadith, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked a sahaba, من أصبح منكم اليوم صائما, who amongst you woke up this morning and is fasting? So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, أنا, I am fasting, O Nabi of Allah. Thereafter he asked, من عاد منكم اليوم مريضا, who amongst you visited a sick person today? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, أنا, O Nabi of Allah, I visited a sick person. Nabi Pak alayhi salam asked, من شهد منكم اليوم جنازة, who amongst you attended a janaza today? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu said, أنا, O Nabi of Allah, I attended a janaza. He asked, من أطعم منكم اليوم مسكينا, who amongst you gave food to a poor person today? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wasn't just Siddiq for nothing. He said, O Nabi of Allah, it's Ana, it's me. Then Nabi Pak alayhi salam mentioned, مَجْتَمَعَتْ هَذِهِ الْخِصَالُ قَطُّ فِي رَجُلٍ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. If these qualities are found in a person, then this will become a means of him entering into Jannah. One hadith, وِلَانْ حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ خَمْسٌ One narration, سِتٌ That there are rights of one Muslim over another Muslim. Some narrations, there are five general rights and hukuk. One is, if the person has to become sick, iyadatul marid, you visit him. Then another right is itiba'ul janaiz. If a person passes away, to attend his janazah. Raddus salam, if a person makes salam, to reply to his salam, this is his right. Tashmitul atis, if a person sneezes, to respond to his sneeze. The person says, alhamdulillah, you say, arhamukallah. And tashmitul atis, ijabatul da'wah. A person invites you, then to accept his da'wat. And one narration has an addition, وَإِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَكَ فَانْصَحْ لَهُ If a person has to ask you for advice, then you should give him sound advice. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, at that time there was some fever in Medina Munawwara. Humma Yathrib. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was very sick. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was very sick also, high fever. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala went to visit her father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he asked him, Kayfa tajiduka, then how do you find yourself? How is your condition? And she inquired also with regards to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how is his condition? So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever his fever used to become, he should be very high, then he should recite this couplet. He should say, "Kullu mri'in musabbahun fi ahlihi, wal mautu adna min shiraki na'lihi." That every person in the morning, he is happy, he is greeted by his family, whereas maut and death is even closer to him than his shoe straps. In other words, he doesn't even know if he'll see the evening. And they just came from Makkah Mukarramah, they just made hijrat, and now they were sick. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when his fever would subside, then he would recite thinking of the days of Makkah Mukarramah, because it's natural a person born in a city or a person lived in a city and the conditions that they went through, the halat, now they're to leave Makkah Mukarramah. So Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to think about the days of Makkah Mukarramah. And then he used to mention these couplets. He used to say, ألا ليت شعري هل أبيتن ليلة بواد وحولي إذخر وجليل وهل أردن يوما مياه مجنة وهل يبدون لي شامة وطفيل. He would say that I wish I could spend one night in the valleys of Makkah Mukarrama, surrounded by the grass and surrounded by the trees and the leaves of Makkah Mukarrama, and I wish I can attain some water from Mejanna, which was a place out of Makkah Mukarrama. The water was sweet. I wish I can attain some water from Majinna. I can drink some water from that. And I wish I can see, I can just have one more vision or one more glance of the mountains that are surrounding Makkah Mukarramah. So Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said and what Bilal radiallahu anhu said. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that they just came to Medina Munawwara and now the condition is not favorable. So Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua. He said, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina ka hubbina makkata aw ashadda. Allahumma wa sahihha. Allahumma wa barik lana fi sa'iha wa muddiha. Allahumma wa anqul hummaha faj'alha bil juhfa. That oh Allah, make Medina Munawwara beloved to us just as Makkah Mukarramah was beloved to us. Rather, make it more beloved to us than Makkah Mukarramah. And Allah give us barakat in his sa' and mud, his measures. In other words, in his crops. And Allah, wasahihha. And Allah, make the environment conducive to our health. And Allah, transfer this humma and this fever and this sickness that was in Medina Munawwara out of Medina Munawwara towards Juhfa. One hadith al-Qudsi, which really will send a shiver up our spine, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will say, يقول الله عز وجل يوم القيامة يا بن آدم مرضت فلم تعدني. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will address insan and address us and say that, O son of Adam, I became sick and you did not visit me. Person will say, Ya Rabbi, كيف أعودك وأنت رب العالمين. O Allah, how is it possible for me to visit you and for you to be sick, whereas you are رب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell this person, أما علمت أن عبدي فلانا مريضا فلم تعده. أما علمت أنك لو عدته لوجدتني عنده. Allah ta'ala will say that, don't you know so and so servant of mine fell, but you did not take out the time to visit him. And didn't you realize that had you visited him, Allah says, لوجدتني عنده, you would have found me by him. Imagine visiting the sick person, who you're finding? Allah. So this is something that we have to pay attention to. And even sometimes we have certain sicknesses. Like one person went to Sayyida Ummu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha, فَشَكَى إِلَيْهَا قَسَاوَةَ قَلْبِهِ. He complained that he has a very hard heart. So she told him that this is a very major sickness. But the cure is simple. Three things she told him. عُدِ الْمَرِيضِ وَشَيِّعِ الْجَنَازَةِ وَالطَّيِّعِ فِي الْقُبُورِ. That make it a habit to visit those who are sick. And make it a habit to attend the janazas. If somebody passes, attend the janazah. And also try and look, try and go to the qabristan, and also look in the qabr. This person says, when I started doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that hard-heartedness of mine. And he went back to Ummu Darda radiallahu anha and said, Jazakillahu khairah. May Allah reward you with goodness that you taught me something, and now I found a cure for my sickness and my ailment. Cure of the heart. So respected elders and friends, when you go to visit a sick person, there are many du'as that we are taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to place his hand on a person who's sick, and he used to recite, Allahumma adhibil ba'sa rabban nas, ishfi wa anta shifa'uka shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. We should try and learn these du'as. Try and get the du'as kitab and learn these du'as. So we're going to visit a sick person, sometimes we go there, we don't know what to say. We're causing more taklif and harm to a person. Person is sick, we have to make him comfortable. It comes in a hadith that when you visit a sick person, فَنَفِّسُوا fil ajal. فَنَفِّسُوا لَهُ فِي الْأَجَلِ. That when you go visit a sick person, then give him hope in life. Give him hope. Don't say that now, I visited someone, he had the same problem, Allah, he passed away. No. نَفِّسُوا لَهُ, give him hope. That don't worry, inshallah, Allah Pak will make you better, you'll live a long life. Because, لَا يَرُدُّ شَيْئًا, he don't change taqdeer. وَيَطِيبُ بِنَفْسِهِ, but that person will feel happy. Someone gave him hope. Person will feel happy. Then some hadith come that we should recite the dua 7 times. وَالْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ أَيْ يَشْفِيَكَ. Recite this dua 7 times. If that person's time is not up, in other words, any sickness, Allah Ta'ala will cure. Just by reciting this 7 times, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمِ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ أَيْ يَشْفِيَكَ. Some hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will recite, لَا بَأْسَ طَهُورٌ إِنْشَاءَ. Tell a person, do not worry, tahur. Inshallah, this will become a means of expiation, forgiveness of your sins. So you're giving a person hope. Giving a person hope. And also when you go to visit a sick person, we should keep the duration very short. Al-iyadatu fuwaqunaqa. Keep the duration short. Don't go and say, stay so long. In fact, one of the Buzrugan Edeen, some people came to visit him and he had diarrhea. So now they're sitting there long and he needs to go to the toilet. So before they could leave, they asked him to make dua. So he said, Oh Allah, teach these people the adab and etiquettes of visiting the sick. Person, you have to keep in mind. Also, we don't ask a person sensitive things. When you go to visit a sick person, we don't ask him, like now, what sickness? Sometimes it's something sensitive. You don't ask a person what sickness. Just make dua, give him hope. And give him hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to bring this into our life. Really, Harun Saab, our Imam Saab and our Ustad, it was very passionate about this. Even when he used to go for his dialysis, although he was so sick, and after dialysis he would be finished, yet after that he'd still go with his wife sick in the hospital. All those Muslim males go visit them and give them hope and make dua for them. And then he will tell the person taking him that now 70,000 malaika are making dua for us. One doctor was saying, I read this somewhere, one doctor was saying that Harun Sahib came to visit him. He was living in a building and the lift was not working. So he walked up to just to go and visit one person. This will only come when we have ihtisab. What we said, ihtisab? When we will have that hope in reward and we will know what Allah is giving us for that amal. See, today we are doing amal, but we don't know what Allah is giving us. We don't know what is the reward of the first saf. We don't know what is the reward for jamaat. We don't know what is the reward for making salam. That is why we're not doing those amal. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.